Second venue for racing today in Victoria is at Coleraine once again. Third meeting within, well, just over a week at Coleraine. Soft 7 is the rating for the course proper, which hasn't had as much traffic as you would have thought, with four races last week being run on the jumps course. The jumps track is a heavy 10, so just take note of that. Did look quite wet at the trials there on Monday. Trav Noonan's done the form for us. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Good eight-race card from Coleraine today with all the races for the jumps jockeys, either over the flat or the hurdles and steeples. But yeah, as you mentioned, that hurdle and steeple course were heavy 10, so compared to the remainder of the course or the outside course is soft 7, so worth noting.
First event on the program, first of three hurdle races. The steeplechase is race number 4, the Great Western Steeplechase. I think it's nearly the oldest steeplechase, or nearly one of the oldest races in the country, the Great Western. First event is a maiden hurdle, though. 3,300 metres is the distance. Cernan 260, not usual Dream, who just about looked the winner there last week, 440. Mighty Oasis comes back to jumping after overdoing it at his first go, 460. Montegal at $5. Derinkler 11. Yulon Palace 12's off. Hitting Rocket, been around in nearly every maiden hurdle in the state this season. $23 is best of the rest. How are we getting the program off to a winning start here, Trav?
Yeah, you said not usual Dream there. Brennan looked every bit of winner last time and just couldn't stave off the challenge from Al Daez, but geez, racing really well. It took him a couple goes to sort of get used to the caper. His first two runs over the obstacles weren't exactly flash, but his last two have been really good. I think he's knocking down the door here for a win, and it's start number 5 over the obstacles. I think he can break through the 5, not usual Dream. To beat the 4, Montegal, who was very good here at the jumps trials on Monday behind Cernan. I think this is a horse who jumps quite nicely. He's got Stephen Pateman booked for his debut over the obstacles. I think he can run really well. 1, Cernan, definitely the class runner on the flat. Racing really well in metropolitan Melbourne lately and did trial well here on Monday. And 8, Yulong Place, ran second here last week and backs up quickly. 5-4-1-8 in the first.
5-4-1-8. Important to note too at Coleraine that they jumped the last flight, Trav, a long way from home. It's about 500 metres out, so there's a pretty long sustained run on the flat through a tricky little gap, which we've seen Aaron Mitchell use to his advantage last week, really cutting the corner. But it's a tricky gap. You have to be full of running. You can't be tired going through that gap and wander up the track.
Yeah, exactly right. It is a course that's a little bit different to some of the jumps courses around the state. And as you said, that long run home can bring out the best flat horse in, especially that final 200 metres.
Race number 2 on the program, another maiden hurdle over the 3,300. No scratchings here. Riders to check, Daryl Horner on 1. Richard O'Donoghue goes on to number 3. Could be a good start to the day for Steve Pateman with Montegal in the first, and then Roland Garros here. He's $1.80, Roland Garros. It's star 3.20 onset. Another one that looked the winner last week before bundling the last $5. Daryl John 17, Mustang Harry at $19. But Roland Garros, many were on board for his hurdling debut at Sale. Trav, he bungled the second last. That was the end of him, but punters looking for him to bounce back here.
Yeah, and everything just went wrong for him at Sale at his hurdling debut. You're spot on there. He was well respected in the market there when starting a $2.50 favourite. His hurdle trials either side of that debut have been very good, though, and his hurdle trial here on Monday was very good. Jumped really well, was nothing like sort of he jumped at Sale. So happy to give him another chance here, Roland Garros on top. He's definitely the best performed horse in the flat here, and he loves these wet surfaces. So he's got an unbelievable record on the heavy tracks. So 7, Roland Garros on top. From the 9, Zed Star, who's racing in really good form. He's placed second at his past 4 outings here over the obstacles, including it being beaten by some pretty handy ones in Sinanica and Tamarack. He's definitely the obvious danger to Roland Garros. 5, Mustang Harry, could be an improver here for the Ryan stable. Was okay last time at Pakenham and does jump reasonably well. 2, Daryl John, maybe the next best. Jumped nicely here in a trial on Monday. So 7, 9, 5 and 2 in the second.
Race number three is a benchmark 120 Colt Rain Hurdle. Once again, 3,300 metres is the distance and no scratchings. Marinated, who was a dominant winner here last time, out $3. Eckhart towed them up last week, but carries the, well, if there was a grandstand at Colt Rain, he's carrying it, $3.30. Karakoram, $5. Savar, an up-and-comer at $5. Aldea's, $6.50. Devon Miss at $19.
Yeah, Eckhart's probably the horse to beat, but he goes up 4.5 kilos from his win last week, and he meets a very promising jumper and Marinated from the in-form Richie Cully stable, of course, trained Pintoff to win the Regal Roller Stakes yesterday, so well done to Richie. And I think he can win here again with Marinated. This horse was dominant winning here last week. He won by 8 lengths against Yulong Place and Distress Signal. Didn't put a foot wrong. He's got a really good turn of foot, which I think is going to come into play here at Colt Rain. As we sort of talked about, he's got that long straight and you need that good flat ability, and he has that. So three Marinated on top to beat the one Eckhart, who hasn't done anything wrong really at his jump starts. Last start he was too good for Karakoram here last week. He gets around the course well, and he does have Aaron Mitchell, who's in flying form. Four Savars, maybe the underrated galloper here. Stephen Pateman sticks with him. Good win at Sale last time when bolting in. His other jump start, he bumped into Norway, so it's good form. And two Karakorams racing in really good form can be in the placings again. 3-1, 4-2 in the third.
Race number four is the E-Cycle Solutions Great Western Steeplechase, 3,600 metres the distance, 7 and 8 come out. Check, you've got Aaron Lynch on number 6, Z-Man. Favourite here is Big Blue. There's another one that's come out as well, Once We're Lost, is a scratching also. So 7, 8 and 9 come out of the Great Western Chase. Big Blue at $1.80, San Remo $4, Riding High $4.60, Z-Man 8, Police Camp at $11. Switching to the Tall Timber here, Trav, who are we with?
Yeah, I have to be with Big Blue. He's definitely the class runner of the race here. He's had the 9 starts over the jumps in his career for 4 wins, but that includes some jump starts. Of course, when he went over to Ireland and was racing in some of the good races over there. So he has to be the horse to beat here too, Big Blue, with Stephen Pateman going on. He made a couple, you know, wasn't his best effort last time at Sandown, but he can definitely bounce back. He destroyed Sam Remo the start before at Pakenham. And he has to be the horse to beat here, too, Big Blue. And the Mar Eustace stable have been pretty much saying he's going to improve deeper into this jump season. It's all about getting his confidence back and more towards maybe next season for Big Blue. But he's definitely the horse to beat here. 3 Riding High has been racing in pretty good forms. The Obvious Danger, winner of the Australian Steeplechase a little bit earlier this season. He's been well beaten by Social Element his last two, but so has everyone. So he can't really knock that. 5 Sam Remo goes in for third, was good here last week, behind Historic and the Dominator. If he puts in that sort of performance, he'll be right in the finish again. And 6 Z-Man had his first start over the obstacles for a while there last time and will be improved for that fitness-wise. He can run into the top 4. 2, 3, 5, 6 in the Great Western Steeplechase.
We revert to the flat for race number 5, still with the Highweight Riders, though. This is a 58 over 2,250 metres. 4 Wolf Tone is a scratching. Tika Class is the favourite for Pateman again at $2.70. Periscope, $3.10. Clapchap at $4.40. Minority of 1.5 out to Written Rules, who is a $19 chance. $2.70 for Tika Class here, Trav.
Yeah, he's going to be hard to beat, Artika Class. He was a very good run here last week behind Spinciarato and backs up quickly. I think that'll suit him. I think this 2250 is right what he's looking for, and he looks hard to beat here. The 1 had him on top of the 2, Clapchap, who probably didn't get the greatest of run last week. I think you can beg back the margin on Artika Class here today. They look the 2 main players. 7 Minority of 1's yet to break through, but is racing well. He's placed twice at Echuca in his last 4 runs and can be competitive here. And 5 Periscope is another one racing in good form, can make his presence felt, especially in the placings. 1, 2, 7, 5 in the first leg of the quaddie.
Race number 6 on the program is a 0 to 58 over 1,800 metres. 2 scratchings here, 1 Empress Selassie and 2 Fornays come out of this one. The Mitre is the tab fixed odds favourite for Aaron Mitchell, who rode this track superbly well last week, $3.60. Dresden Green, $4.40. Aya Rise at $4.60. Painted Black at $5.00. $7.50 Classic Bride, and then Bellator at $8.50.
Yeah, and Aaron Mitchell, the big key to him is he's obviously an up-and-coming jumps rider, but on these races, the high weights are on the flat. He's a winner of Group 2 races in Perth when he was riding on the flat as a jockey. So he knows how to ride on the flat compared to a couple of these guys who are much more jumps riders. And I think that has to be bonused here on the Mitre, who's in very, very good form of late. He ran second at Donald, three starts back, third at Donald behind Manhart and Arch. And then last time he was deep the trip, really had nothing in his favour and still was too good for him at Warwick Nabil. I think with a much easier ride here from gate five, he should prove too good again, the Mitre. I think he's very well placed to go back-to-back for the Cirque team. Four Classic Brights, perhaps the horse that can improve from the Brady Cross stable. He's pretty lightly raced. Getting onto a wet track will suit him, and up and trip is another big key for this horse. Three Painted Black was good last time at Donald behind Buck and Hoax. He holds that form, he'll be competitive. And nine Ballator, if he found his best, would be around the mark. 7, 4, 3, 9.
Race number 7 on the program to 58 over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here are 6 and 7. Franquin looking for a hat-trick of wins after winning here last week. Is $1.90. High Delta, $3.10. Ocean Dew, $4.60. Miss Sharp is a $10 chance and I'll be gone, 26.
He's absolutely flying, Franklin, but he does go up in the weight. So he goes up 2.5 kilos for his 10-length win last week. And I think he faces a bit better opposition. Going against him here with the 5, Ocean Dew, who's racing in really good form. Two runs back for the new stable of George Osborne. Loved her last start effort at Pakenham on the synthetic. She was very game there after working hard to get across to sit outside the lead. Stuck to the task well. I think she can perform to that level again. She's going to be hard to beat here, the 5, Ocean Dew. To beat the 1, Franklin, who's just an absolutely flying form. You can't knock what he's doing of late. He'll be up leading. He'll give you a great sight for your money. He does love this course. He's 2 starts here, 2nd and a win. And in for 3rd went the way of the 2, High Delta, who's knocking on the door for the new stable, races well at Warwick Nabil and Mildura. He can be amongst the money, and I think it's a good gap back to the 4th pick, 8 Quattro Port. 5, 1, 2, and 8.
Final event from Coleraine today is a 0 to 58 over 1,300 metres. Scratchings here are 8 and 14. Check you have Aaron Lynch on 13. Tab Fixed Odds favourite True Metal at $4.40. Kalili Ace at $5. Zell Maiden at $5.50. Grassmere Miss at $6. Unhinged at $7.50. Atomic Taxi $8.50. Out to Saucy Deluxe $13. And Helvetian at $14.
Oh, this is a really difficult way to end the day, Brennan. So I went looking for a little bit of value, and there's a horse here who races very well at the track and distance in Ready for Action. He's had 3 goes here at the track and distance for a win, a 2nd and a 3rd. His last 2 runs have been a little bit below his best. If you go back 4 runs ago on a benchmark 64, he was very competitive with the likes of Kent Street and Rolls. It was sort of midweek class of horse. So if he can find that form, I think he's well over the odds here, the 2 Ready for Action. Happy to have something 1 by 3 on him. To beat the 3 True Metal, who's in racing in pretty consistent form, open up the preparation with a 2nd at Ballarat, 3rd at Pakenham 2 starts ago. And then last time, maybe a little bit disappointing, but can bounce back here in what's not a very depthy race. 5 Kalili Ace, 2nd up here for the Daniel Bowman team. Definitely has to be considered as a major player. Was good behind the Cisco's kid at Mildura. And 4 Atomic Taxi was decent last time at Cass and has to be somewhere around the money. 2, 3, 5, 4 to end the day.
Best bet, value bet, quality player of the day, please, Traff.
Race 6, number 7, the Mitre, the best of the day. I think he's very well placed to go back-to-back for Aaron Mitchell in the saddle. Next best, race 2, number 7, Roland Garros. I think he'll get it all right today and should get on the board to win his maiden hurdle. The value, race 8, number 2, Reefer Action. I think 1 by 3 is a reasonable play. Quaddy, race 5, will take 1, 2, 7. Race 6, 3, 4, 7. Race 7, 1 and 5. And race 8 will load up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Good luck to everyone having a play today at Coleraine.
Best of luck to you, Trav.
Thanks, Brennan.